Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 6:30. A former Wichita police officer who wounded a 9-year-old girl when he fired at her family's dog has pleaded not guilty to aggravated battery. Dexter Betts entered the plea Wednesday. Prosecutors say Betts shot at a Wichita family's miniature English bull terrier twice on December 30th. Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett says the girl was sitting on the floor next to the dog when it moved and Betts fired twice. Two men are dead after two semi-trucks collided on U.S. 54 near Cullison in Pratt County Wednesday afternoon. The Highway Patrol says the driver and only occupant of one semi, 36-year-old Patricio Maturino of El Paso, Texas, died at Pratt County Hospital. A passenger in one of the trucks, 42-year-old Arturo Mora of Chaparral, New Mexico, died at Kingman County Hospital. The other driver was taken to Wesley Medical Center in Wichita in critical condition. And authorities say a Kansas police officer died when his motorcycle crashed into another vehicle that had slowed to avoid a pedestrian walking on the highway. The pedestrian was later arrested and faces charges of second-degree murder and pedestrian under the influence. 48-year-old Concordia officer Mark Henry was killed Monday afternoon on Highway 81 in Ottawa County. A West Virginia man pleads guilty to burning his girlfriend to death.
Dwayne Michael Lane pleading guilty Tuesday to murder and other charges against the advice of his attorney. The 48-year-old dousing Belinda Cox with gasoline in September, then set the victim on fire in front of her daughter and her niece. Cox died about 2 weeks later in a hospital. Police believe Lane burned his girlfriend during an argument in their home. Lane also pleading guilty to child neglect and domestic battery. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Candidates fear for their lives as Mexico's election season heats up.
In a nation where mayors are 12 times more likely to be killed than citizens, voters wonder who will actually be on the ballot for Mexico's elections July 1st. It's the biggest in Mexico's history. 3,400 offices are up for grabs. Every political party, regardless of affiliation, has endured death in the lead-up. At least 600 candidates have backed out due to violence. A Mexico City public policy group estimates that at least 113 candidates, current and former politicians and staffers, have been murdered this season alone. The government's tally, which tracks candidates only, lists 34 assassinations officially. The situation is so bad that volunteers won't even hand out flyers. Analysts believe criminal drug cartels and organized crime are behind many of the slayings. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
Okay, now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A stretch of hot and dry weather is going to take us throughout the rest of the week and right on into the weekend. As a ridge of high pressure builds into the central part of the country, we get to about 97 for the high. Clear and warm overnight, our low 74. Sunny and hot on Friday with a high 97. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy. We've got a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour and 75 degrees. It is muggy this morning. I noticed that when I walked out the door to go to my car to come to work this morning. It is really muggy. You can just about, feels like you can cut the air with a knife, but you can't. It's not that muggy. 6:33 now, Steve and Ted. A South Texas woman gave a small bag of dead cockroaches to a city official to protest newly planted palm trees that she blames for more unwanted bugs in her neighborhood. Patricia Pilastri told the Corpus Christi City Council she's seen more rodents and unwanted insects, including cockroaches, since the trees were planted. Pilastri also complained that the palm trees block her view of Corpus Christi Bay. She gave the plastic bag of cockroaches to City Manager Keith Selman and asked council members to reconsider the landscaping, which includes more than 150 palms, and to plant the trees across Corpus Christi. Council members took no action on the remarks during a public comment period. That's kind of a unique way to show that you're upset with the city council. Bring them a big bag of cockroaches.
Yeah.
I'm sure if we really pressed city manager Bob Layton or even the mayor of Wichita, they'd probably share a couple of stories of people who have been, well, have misbehaved in protesting.
Maybe. They probably wouldn't tell those stories on the air.
Nah, they wouldn't want to. They don't want people to think that.
I don't know. I think people pretty much behave.
I think they do. It's
town, just, yeah.
Every now and then somebody will, you know, they get your shorts twisted. They've got.
And they vent, yeah, and they voice their frustration and their issue.
Sometimes people are not good at staying calm and collected when they do that.
Understandable.
Their temperatures rise and their voices rise as well. You talked to, a few minutes ago, we talked about the raccoon in St. Paul, Minnesota. He climbed the outside of a 25-story building before being lured into a trap with cat food. Now that raccoon has been set free. Christina Valdivia is general manager of Wildlife Management Services, which helped to capture the animal. Says the raccoon was released on private residential property. The animal became an internet sensation before being captured on top of UBS Plaza in downtown St. Paul. Valdivia says the animal is healthy and in good condition. Raccoon's adventures caused a stir on social media as it scaled the tower Tuesday. Did you see any of that, Ted?
Oh, heck yes.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it. And you know, obviously, those things have the claws. They can go right up a wall.
That little guy's amazing.
You just go right up a wall, right? I don't even see where he put his little fingers there to get a toehold.
Hey, you're getting it done.
Yeah. But there he is way.
I thought maybe the city might keep him around in some sort of mascot.
It's a mascot
capacity,
situation.
But now they set him free. He's back in the wild.
Yeah. All right. And did you notice how muggy it is? Or maybe it's just my imagination. It seems to me like it's been muggy this morning.
I thought it was much worse a couple days ago.
Do you think so?
It is now.
Hard to measure that. But yeah, it's 75 degrees. It feels like it's about 117 out there. It is it's muggy, no doubt about it. Today. Westar Energy and the Salvation Army are teaming up, along with Westlake Ace Hardware. They're going to give away some fans. You know, people out there who they can't afford, maybe they don't have air conditioning. It's getting hot. They can't afford a fan. Well, this is a way to get a free fan. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Salvation Army City Command Complex, right there at 350 North Market, downtown Wichita.
Yeah, if you're living somewhere that doesn't have air conditioning in these temperatures, you will just sit in a room and bake if you don't have a fan.
Well, it's dangerous. It's very dangerous.
Yep.
Now, if you want one of these fans, you got to provide an ID and proof of address and electric bill. And that's all you have to do.
That's it.
And get a free fan, and I guess it's kind of a box fan or something. But, again, Ace Hardware coming through, and I think Westar's put up about $60,000 for these fans. And they're free. Again, that's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. today at the Salvation Army City Command Complex, 350 North Market there in downtown Wichita.
Yep, and they always find demand for those. So
yeah,
it's
people
something
being,
that's definitely needed.
They are box fans. I'm seeing some video right now on a KSN. They got a stack of them. They're good old-fashioned box fans. Turn them on, and they'll blow you around a little bit. All right, it's coming up on 6:38 now. Steve and Ted in the morning. Time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Wednesday was another session that lacked any type of market-moving news, including no cash cattle trade, but the live cattle and feeder cattle closed negative after trading mix and within the range of what we saw back on Tuesday. Now, the cattle complex has been range-bound for the past couple of weeks. We saw yesterday lean hog futures have another move to the upside. July hogs have now gained over $8 in the past seven trading sessions. On the close yesterday, August live cattle down 40 cents at 103.90. August feeders 15 lower at 145.65. In July, lean hogs $1.32 higher at 82.77. Tuesday, the wheat, corn, and soybean futures closed positive, and yesterday they all closed negative, with the soybeans giving back all of its gains and wheat most of their gains from Tuesday's upside. And trade relation concerns was a reason for the selling, as the funds are very nervous, but also the USDA report Tuesday was not overly price-friendly. Downside continues this morning as July KC wheat's down 7.5 cents at 531.5. December corn's down 3.5 at 393.5, and November soybeans down 3.25 at 955.5. July crude oil is trading 33 cents higher at $66.97. August gold, $7.60 higher at $1,309. The September S&P is 2.25 points higher at 27.81 1/4. In June, dollar index, 37 cents lower at 93.32, with September Dow Jones futures 16 points higher at 25,224. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lefler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
It's muggy. I mean, it is muggy.
Yes, it is.
I don't know how, you know, I guess I should stop saying that because everybody knows it. Right?
And it was muggy last night, too.
Yeah. So the custom cutting, the wheat cutting's going on now.
Along at a pretty rapid rate. We're going to see a lot of progress by this weekend across the state of Kansas.
Once they get going, it doesn't take long, does it?
No, as long as Mother Nature doesn't interfere, you know, with rain. Once in a while, that bogs down the harvest, but so far, that's been pretty spotted.
Well, you know, and some of the people I've known who are farmers and cut the wheat, it seems like they move pretty fast. They'll keep cutting for hours and hours at a time. Is that because they're feeling pressure from the weather, or is it just because they want to get it done and they want to stay out there till it gets done?
We want to get it done because another thing that Mother Nature has a tendency to do is produce hailstorms.
Yep.
You don't want to lose a wheat crop to a hailstorm because you weren't out there harvesting as quick as you could.
Yeah.
And when the weather's, you know, hot and dry, you can pretty much run throughout the whole day into the evening. But sometimes when you start having moisture move in towards the evening, it gets tough and you can't cut any longer. But they usually cut as many hours as they can.
We were talking yesterday about the expensive equipment, specifically combines. And do farmers ever loan or rent those out to other farmers? Or is it just something you want your own and there it is?
Well, I don't know if I'd use the word loan, but they do sometimes do a little custom cutting for a neighbor.
Oh, okay. See, that's a neighborly thing to do and take care of each other out there on a farm, huh?
Yep.
Just like it is here in radio every day, huh?
Exactly. That's exactly what you guys are, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Or one big loving family.
It's one big happy family. You got that right. All right. Thank you, Tom. 6:41 now with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Coming up, Don Grant. CFP, did I call him Don? Tom. Don. Now we got Tom. Now we got Don Grant, the money tracker, coming up. He's going to talk about sleeping in the same room. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.